Welcome to the Sixth Man Podcast. Get ready for anything and everything you want and need to know about the NBA's Toronto Raptors. Now, your host, diehard Raptor fan, Dave Lawrence.
All right. It is a very conflicting surprise episode here of the Sixth Man Podcast, as it's been basically made official that the greatest Raptor of all time, that's correct, the GROAT, Kyle Lowry, is moving on from the Toronto Raptors. I know. 3 years, $90 million to go to the Miami Heat in what apparently is going to be a sign and trade. The details of what the Raptors will be getting back in that trade has yet to be finalized, but it's being heavily reported in multiple places that it will be Goran Dragic, Precious Achiuwa, who I like, and a second round pick coming back to Toronto. And Kyle is moving on to play with his friend Jimmy Butler over in Miami, making their own Super 3 with Jimmy, Kyle Lowry, and Bam Adebayo. And Tyler Hero, if he ever finds a shot and stops concentrating on his hair so much. His hair freaks me out. Every style. I don't know what it is. He's like the anti-David Beckham. But anyways. Kyle, moving on. The greatest Raptor of all time. You know, the first episode I ever did of this podcast was about Kyle. He is iconic. He is great. He stands for everything that people, not only in Toronto, but professional sports in Canada, I think really dig, is that tough guy. You know, he's too little. He's undersized. You know, he can't dunk, so he's no good. He's got a problem. He didn't get along with a coach here and there, you know. And, you know, that may be the case in Memphis and Houston. We get him over here in Toronto, and he flourishes. He really flourishes when he becomes friends with DeMar DeRozan and takes off and now going down as the greatest Raptor of all time. Let's go over some of Kyle's stats as a Toronto Raptor, what he has brought to the Raptors organization. He is going to leave the Raptors organization all-time second in points behind DeMar DeRozan. He's going to be first all-time. He's first all-time in assists. He is first all-time in steals. Games played, he is second behind DeRozan. Minutes played, second behind DeRozan. Three-pointers made, first. I thought Mopeet would be even closer, but I was dead wrong. Kyle's got twice as many threes as Mopeet does. Free throws made, he is third all-time. Some more stats here. Field goals made. DeMar. Three-point attempts. Kyle Lowry there, number one all-time for the Raptors. Look, how do I feel about this as a diehard Raptors fan? I'm a bit surprised at the number. Good on Kyle. He's getting 3 years, $90 million. He's going to be turning 36. That is pricey. I really thought he's been making $30 million a year. You know, you sort of have that age gap where you're making your money and then you're at the tail end and then you take a little bit less. I really thought it would be in the 20 to 25 million range. That would be a good chance for the Raptors to bring him back. But $30 million a year for 3 years. And there's no option, no nothing like that. He's getting that $30 million for 3 years, $90 million. Now, there are exceptions to the rule, of course. You're saying, wait a minute, Chris Paul. Yeah, and Chris Paul also just re-signed for massive money at his age, too. But they're not a dime a dozen, these guys. So, you know, Kyle, statistically, not super high, even in the top 10 of point guards in the league. But the intangibles I get. He takes charges. He's a leader. He's a winner. I love all those sort of things. And paired with Jimmy Butler, I like it. I don't know about if this is going to put Miami over the top. I'd still pick Milwaukee and Brooklyn as the top two teams in the East. But certainly Miami, maybe three, depending on what Philly does, if they can improve their roster, get a haul for Ben Simmons, improve. Maybe they could be sort of tied for three or 3-4 there. But there you have it. Kyle Lowry moving on to the Miami Heat. He went to Instagram and said it in his story. I'm going to be honest with you. I was kind of hoping that if he did go somewhere else, he was going to sort of do a thank you Toronto first. Like, you and I both know that's coming. But on his Instagram story, he put Miami Heat X, I'm sure he meant to do a plus, Kyle Lowry, let's go! And then some fire emojis after that. I think we all know Kyle's going to do the classy thing, take out like a full page ad, do a huge thank you to the Raptors organization, Toronto, the country of Canada, and do all that stuff. And there you have it. The end of an era. The end of an era in the Toronto Raptors organization. And you know what? It's good on him. He's at that age. He's getting that money. Go chase another ring. As far as the Raptors are concerned, they're in definitely a bit more of a rebuild. But we'll see if they have any more moves. No word yet on Rishon Holmes. I am crossing my fingers that that is an option for the Raptors still out there. I really am crossing my fingers. Jared Allen was taken off the table tonight. He's re-signing in Cleveland for $100 million. $20 million a year at his age and what he brings. Double-double machine. It's actually not that bad. The salary cap's going to go up, you know, after the pandemic's over and down the line, it'll go up. Daniel Theis literally just reported they were looking at him possibly joining the Raptors. He is signing with Houston, apparently. Free agent Cody Zeller has agreed on a one-year deal with the Portland Trailblazers. That just came in from Woj. Little mini Woj bomb there for you. Like a Super Mario-sized Woj bomb. What else can the Raptors do? So what are the Raptors getting back in return? Like I said, the report is Goran Dragic, who has always been a Raptors killer. So I'm almost kind of glad he's on our side now. I don't know how long that's going to last, so we'll talk about that in a second. Precious Achiuwa, who I really like, actually. 21-year-old, power forward, lanky. He's got a lot of skill. First-round draft pick for the Heat. I like him. I like a guy that the Raptors organization get their hands on and mold into something maybe really, really great and get him, you know, to his full potential. And that could be a big get. I think that was a really good get for them to get. And a second-round pick also coming to the Raptors. That's just a report. Now, where it gets tricky is Goran Dragic does not apparently want to sort of play for the Raptors, but where he really wants to be, if he's not going to be in Miami, is Dallas. He's from Slovenia. He's like a mentor to Luka Doncic. He wants to pair up with Luka. So what that means is when the sign-and-trade is completed, it could be a three-team deal where Dragic actually goes to the Mavericks, and in return, this is just being speculated now online on Twitter, Dwight Powell coming back to the Raptors. Canadian boy, center, which we need. I like that. I mean, Dragic doesn't want to play here, then that's up to him. But getting Dwight Powell back in return, okay. So again, purely speculative right now. Everything's going to get locked down and finalized on August 6th, but that's the report. One way or the other, Kyle is leaving. He's going to Miami. It's just a question definitively of what we're getting back in return. I don't know why I was really leaning towards Tyler Hero. I love to see him sort of, you know, be joining the Raptors and get an elite shooter like that, even though he had really tough time in the bubble. I don't know if this guy was just a flash in the pan sort of guy. I have no idea. But we'll see what happens with that. But I like Precious Achiuwa coming back for sure. Dwight Powell. Gary Trent Jr. also officially re-signing with the Raptors on a three-year $54 million deal. God, it's really right in there. $18 million per. Some people were saying 20 or more. $18 million for 3 years. He's got a player option on the third as well. But having him come back, he'll be the offensive focal point. One of them, anyways, with the Raptors, I think, next season. So, in a bit of a rebuild, to say the least, getting younger, getting more cap space, add Rishon Holmes. That's what I really, really want. I hope that happens. And Scotty Barnes, I'm just warming up to. Every single day I see a bit more footage on him, him on social media, interacting with the people of Toronto. I think we're going to get a stud right there, and he's going to be a star. I really do. I watched an interview with David Thorpe, who was talking about Scotty Barnes. He said, I'm biased because my son plays for FSU. This is before the draft, by the way. David Thorpe had Scotty Barnes listed as the second potential player there. And he was saying that Scotty Barnes is unbelievable. He said his son came home from practice one day, and they always talk. He goes, hey, how was practice? And his son said, we had our worst practice of the year, Dad. And he goes, well, why? And he goes, well, Scotty twisted his ankle slightly, so they kept him out. And we just don't practice well without Scotty. He has to be there in order for us to have great practices. When we're high, he keeps us, you know, level-headed. And when we're low, he brings us up. One of those guys, right? And then the skill on top of it that he has, working on his jump shot already every day. His trainer was interviewed already and said that he was drafted. He texted him, and he said the first text he got from Scotty Barnes was 8:30 tomorrow morning. They say I can't shoot. And already working on it. So I love that. I love the commitment. This kid is a winner. I love it. I can't wait to see him in summer league and joining with the Raptors this year. So we're going to do a quick episode here tonight. It's like an emergency episode, if you will, that yes, it is official. Kyle Lowry is officially leaving the Toronto Raptors, and let's play it one more time in honor of Kyle. There it is. Kyle Lowry. Here's what I want. I want a statue in front of Scotiabank Arena of Kyle taking a charge. He was a different type of player, and he deserves a different type of statue. I want him taking a charge on that statue. I want number 7 retired up in the Raptors when the Raptors get back to Toronto this year. It's got to happen. Retire that number 7. Get it up there. Number 3 still up for grabs. He was number 3 for a little while, but number 7, get it retired and make sure that we all honor Kyle. Thank him for his service. Wish him the best of luck in Miami as we're retooling, we're rebuilding, and I'm here for it. I think it's really cool. We got so much great young talent. We'll see how it all materializes. Great coaching staff, great organization. Kyle Lowry, we salute you. Thank you for all the memories. Thank you for the ship. And we wish you the best of luck in Miami. And that's pretty much going to wrap it up here in an emergency episode of the Sixth Man Podcast. Everybody have a great night, and we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Sixth Man Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow the show on Instagram at The Sixth Man Podcast. Join us next time for another episode of The Sixth Man Podcast.